The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
The very last killing time of 2022.
Dude, what's so crazy to me is how many of these we've actually done.
I know. I mean, how we've been doing them for a couple years now.
So I was looking in the list the other night, and I think we've done 83 killing times.
Oh my God.
Which, and we've
Over 300, and I think, total episodes, like regular episodes, killing time episodes, Patreon. We're close to like 370.
I think we're holy pushing shit. Four.
We're
yeah,
like 400 almost. Yeah.
Patreon too has become its own beast.
Yeah.
Every day we're showing up either on Zoom or on Zencaster or in person, and it's like I feel like I don't see anyone else in the best way though.
No. Yeah. Can't get rid of each other.
No, but I feel so grateful to be able to work with my best friend and Jared. Yeah. You know, you've become my best friend too.
Oh,
and I love you both so much, and like
love you too,
it is
Lex.
It is a dream, and I know we worked really hard and for free for a long time to make this happen.
Yes. Yeah.
So you know, you can work with your best friends too.
Yeah, you just don't make money for like 3 years.
You don't make money for a while because not everyone's gonna buy it till you can prove that you're funny.
That's right.
Tell a good story.
Yes. No, I'm so thankful that we all get to work together. It's nice looking back on this year. We've had a lot of ups and downs.
You guys got engaged last year.
We got engaged.
We did. We
didn't really do much this year about it.
Well, that's this year, right?
Yeah. Well, no.
In the last calendar year.
You should wait. They say you should wait about a year before you take your engagement photos, right? Because that's what we're doing.
Honestly, I feel like if you can stretch it out, you guys remember the podcast I listened to about happiness?
Yeah.
The longer you can stretch it out and the longer you can delay the gratification, the happier you will be.
You know, I think about that a lot. It's happiness is delayed gratification. That's what the quote was, right?
Or yes, delayed. But you should listen to it. It's called the human brain, or no, it's called the inside brain. I don't. There's a podcast called The Something Brain.
Okay, cool.
Let's call it The Brain.
The Hidden Brain. And listen to the one about happiness, and they explain how to achieve it. And literally, the psychologist who studied happiness herself put it into practice. And you can learn a lot about yourself and feeling better longer if you just kind of understand what makes us feel the happiest. It's a really good podcast to listen to.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, I love planning a trip. I'm always planning. It's like even when I'm on it, I'm planning my next thing. And that's where I find most of my happiness is like the excitement and the getting ready. Because when you're actually on the thing, it's never as good as like your mind makes it up to be.
That's an anecdote they actually use in this sort of persuasive argument about
because
this.
Because you fantasize and you romanticize pretty much everything,
like,
right?
A wedding is not going to be as exciting as getting engaged in the year leading up. The wedding itself will be fucking awesome. For like the entire weekend, it'll be awesome. But the planning will be hard. If you think about the cost of what it is and the enjoyment and like what that ratio is...
Yeah.
The engagement is a lot more fun.
I'm ready to do it now. Yep. I wasn't ready before. I wanted to like have a, well, because we also got engaged like right, I mean, COVID is still going around, but like it was kind of right at the end of when people actually were going out and doing it things. So I'm like, I needed a year to actually experience life again. as, and especially as an engaged couple, to now be like, okay, well now I'm ready.
Being engaged is fun. Like, you took a whole year to do it. Thankfully, like, you're only going to have that phase once in your life. So it's like, be engaged, have a fiance, use the word, because it's going to go away.
Yeah.
That's right. And then I have to use husband.
Ugh.
Oh, we don't like that.
No.
Oh, okay.
I want to go back to boy. I want to go back to guy
the
I've been
luster
seeing.
Faded.
Yeah.
Fades like after fiance.
No way.
Yeah, it's over for me.
Jared wants to wear a ring so bad.
I know.
You could have worn an engagement ring.
We were in France earlier this year, and there was this couple that was next to us at a restaurant, and they were telling us that, I think they were from Sweden, and he was saying that when you get engaged, the man also gets to wear a ring.
And Jared was like, I'm going to go.
He was like,
you
guys should do it. I was like, I'm going tomorrow to do it. And then I never did it.
Matt and I were talking about that. We're like, that would be fun. Yeah.
You should do
Indifferent.
It. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I think so.
Fuck all the norms of what we should be traditionally doing.
The entire theme for what we're doing is fuck tradition.
Dude, tradition would be able to afford a home in your 20s, and we can't do that. So fuck all
tradition. Is tradition.
Dude, but like back in the day,
people
bought homes in their 20s for like nice ones, like in comfortable, expensive cities.
Yeah.
So like tradition's out.
Tradition's out. Do whatever the fuck you want.
That's right.
That's the theme of 2023.
Wild card, bitches.
Out you go.
Fuck everything. Okay, so we're going to get into the die. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so today is December 29th, and the holidays for today, again, really shitty, National Pepper Pot Day. I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Pepper Pot.
Peppa Pig?
Peppa Pig? No. Nope.
Peppa Pig.
Pepper Pot Day and Still Need to Do Day. So I think everybody's just trying to figure out what how they're going to get their lives together in the last 3 days.
Still Need to Do sounds spot on. Usually like my tax it. Like you have to do a couple. You have to make some company expenditures like before the first.
Yeah.
I feel like early in December though, everyone shuts off. So it's like
that's in the entertainment industry.
And that's because we're all doing our taxes for Still Need to Do Day.
Still Need to Do This.
I'm sure. Everybody, I think you're one of two people, right? Between Christmas and New Year's, you're either the person that's like, time doesn't exist. I'm a sloth. I'm partying my face off. Like, I don't have any responsibilities. Or you're the person that's like, oh my God, I need to get my life together. I need to do this and this. I need to do everything. I need to be Superman. Like,
that's me.
I'm
like scanning receipts. I'm doing all sorts of things.
I'm just kind of staring at the blank page before me.
You don't even know what day it is.
No.
Most people don't between Christmas and
New definitely Year's brunching
day.
Every single day. Every day.
Obviously. Yeah.
It's always it's
Avo toast for Jack.
Between Christmas and New Year's, every day is a Sunday.
That's right.
I'm just floating off into space.
Yeah.
Until someone tells me I have to do something.
Okay. Totally. So on December 29th, 1852, this was a very interesting day. So a girl named Emma Snodgrass was around.
Snodgrass.
See, I already got it wrong.
Snodgrass.
Snodgrass.
Okay. On December 29th, 1852, a girl named Emma Snodgrass was arrested in Boston for wearing pants.
That bitch.
She was arrested for wearing pants.
You know how I feel about
and
you having
December
pants
And it's December 29th
on.
In Boston. Do you know how fucking cold it is outside?
Frigid. As a New
Frigid.
Yorker.
Freezing. Okay, so in the 1840s, there was this thing called masquerade laws, and it made it illegal for you to dress outside of your gender norms. So girls had to wear skirts, men had to wear pants. And if you didn't, you could be arrested for it. So Emma Snodgrass was the daughter of a respectable New York police official who in early 1852, she was 17 years old, became national news for her persistence of wearing men's attire. She kept showing up in Boston wearing pants, and each time she was sent home to her police chief father, she was either arrested or she was made fun of, but they were like, you need to change into a skirt. And this is what I thought was funny. So there's newspapers that were describing her whole thing. They described her as a wanderer in men's apparel.
Ooh.
Or the foolish girl who goes around in virile toggery.
Ooh.
Virile meaning like strong dick energy.
Virile. Toggery.
Toggery like aesthetics.
Yes. I didn't know what either of those words were.
Like strong dick energy
masculine,
aesthetic.
Masculine, like
that's
just
right.
Like confident.
BDE clothes.
Yes. An eccentric female who roams about town.
Sounds like a dandy person, like an androgynous dandy.
They also said that in a few weeks later, she would be back in a frock coat, glazed cap, striped pantaloons.
Pantaloons?
And has the appearance of a quite good-looking young man.
She honestly must have had a good tailor, because where she's getting these flamboyant pantaloons from?
I love the word pantaloons.
Me
I feel
too.
Like we should bring it
Can
back.
Can we bring it?
But like a pantaloon has to be a fun pant. It can't just be like a trouser.
No, like camera pants.
There has it has to be a little bit wide, like a balloon pant.
Yes.
Balloon. Pantaloon. Balloon. Right?
Airflow. Big I think airflow is what matters.
This might be slightly off topic, but big pants are coming back.
I know.
I mean, for everybody.
I miss JNCOs. Anyone else?
They're on their way back.
I have a pair of JNCOs.
Are you wearing
that
them?
I recently bought because they're still selling pants. They're selling women's JNCOs that are tailored to the woman's body.
Are they good fit?
They're amazing.
What?
They're
are
fucking,
they long?
Yes. And they have a pocket in the back, a back pant pocket that fits a wine bottle. A full wine bottle in your pant pocket. JNCOs.
I mean, I was looking for trousers for our engagement photos the other day online, and the first page of results were gigantic baggy pants.
But can I ask, where are you bringing in a whole wine bottle other than your own home or someone else's home? Because they don't let you do that.
I mean, I just saw the size of the pocket, and I immediately went to wine bottle.
Okay.
So I tried to make it fit, and it did.
Sure, sure.
I mean, you could put many things back there.
Love a
I guess
pocket.
Just decide what
love
you want.
Love a utility. A love puppy, a kitten. Function.
Yeah.
A whole box of cookies.
A whole box
a foot long from Subway.
Oh, my God. Two.
Two?
Jimmy
side
John's?
By side.
24
or
inches.
Or whatever you want.
Yep.
So she called herself Emma Snodgrass, called herself George Green. That was her the name that she went by. And she got a job as a clerk at the clothing establishment of John Simmons and Company.
As a lady or a dandy boy?
As a guy, until she kept getting fired and sent back to her dad and arrested and like whatever. But
this dad's cool though.
I guess. I mean, she kept going back out, so it's not like he was locking
her
up.
The dad wasn't like,
house.
You're not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
Or it didn't work if he was trying.
Yeah. So she ended up going all around town. She went
love her.
She went to Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Albany, Buffalo, Louisville, Cleveland, and elsewhere. And then she also intended to go to California and Australia, but she disappeared in 1853 from like the record completely. So I don't know what happened to her.
Whoa.
So Emma Snodgrass, if anybody's related to her and wants to...
She might have disappeared. Someone might have gotten killed. You know, she was really above, like ahead of her time. And unfortunately, even in this time... You know, people who express themselves differently find themselves at risk, and it's not okay. Or even people trying to be who they are, not even express themselves differently. You know,
we have like, come a long way, but there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot
we
left
haven't,
to do.
We haven't. You know,
no. Like, it definitely echoes what's going on right
it's
now.
It's still hard, no matter what period you live in, to be
yourself
outside the box, outside the norms.
People are so afraid of something that's unfamiliar to them, and that's been a problem throughout. History.
They're afraid you know? If you're poor, but if you're different when you're rich, then they emulate
you're
you.
Eccentric.
You know? Exactly.
Love that.
Interesting.
What
how
a
that
time
works.
To be alive.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think she is somewhat of a hero, you know?
I love Emma Snodgrass.
We're here to celebrate Emma Snodgrass.
She stood up to the patriarchy. God knows what happened to her, but she was really doing it.
Not only did she did it before anyone else did.
Yeah. Yep.
And her dad was the patriarchy.
Yeah.
Like, what a scary thing to do.
Yep. Absolutely.
Love Emma Snodgrass.
Yeah. All right. Well, when we come back for True Crime Rewind, we're doing something completely different again because it's December. I'm like, fuck it. We're going to do whatever
we want. Let's have
some fun. That's right.
Last episode of the year. But until then, we've got some bitching to do.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
Welcome to the last... I'm going to say for every like new segment we do, it's the last on the stand of 2022.
Yeah. This is it.
So we all have some things that have been on our mind that are pissing us off or that we're loving. And we're going to bring them to the stand for the last time this year. You can vote on them on Instagram. Send us your own. So let's do it.
Let's do it.
Jared, do you want to go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not? do you like that setup?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you have something... teed up.
I do have something teed up and I'm ready
to
go.
Do you or are you still thinking
and
of something?
And here it goes.
I'm like, do you
I'm
have one?
Are you stalling?
I've had something this whole time and I'm about to say it and the thing is New Year's resolutions.
We've done this before but we're ready to revisit.
Have we done this before?
Yes.
Okay.
We've because done this Jax before. Hated New Year's resolutions for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think it's okay to remind everyone why we hate them.
Well,
yeah.
The reason I hate them is because I always do them and I don't always stick to them. And I feel like it's a broken, like, sort of cycle where I tell myself, okay, the year is winding down, and I kind of, like, let my habits get a little loose, and then when the new year hits, I'm like, oh, I'm going to fix it all. And then I do for a little bit. But it's never permanent, because I think I associate November, December, January, February with this like reinventing of myself that's kind of it's kind of phony. It's like,
fuck yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think a lot of people do that. And
that's literally why gym memberships spike in the beginning of the year, and then nobody sticks to them.
But as I'm getting older, I'm starting to realize that there's like some fundamental like underlying changes that you have to make in order to have a long lasting impact on your life.
Yeah.
And so this year I'm going to try doing a New Year's resolution again.
Which so is what? You're defending New Year's resolutions. So that's
he
different.
Doesn't know.
No, I'm putting them on the stand
because you want to.
I'm against
talk
them,
about it.
But I'm going to do them again. I'm basically just saying, there's no hope for me.
He just had to workshop that in his mind to come back to. He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Well, here I just feel like the change that people want to implement often in New Year's resolutions, I feel like that change sometimes can be superficial.
That
change isn't always necessary.
No.
And like the people are always like, I'm going to lose weight. It's like the pressure we all feel because of social media or our overbearing parents who demanded too much. Like, it's okay to just fucking live.
Yeah.
And not grind too hard. Like, yeah, you're working hard. If you have a roof over your head and you're, you know, paying your taxes and shit,
you're doing okay.
You're doing okay. Yeah. Like, well, life has been really hard. And I think the pressure we put on ourselves is too high.
And there's
high.
There's nothing
absolutely
wrong with wanting to better yourself. And but that's the part.
But this gets there. That gets to a point, yes. But I think that I saw this TikTok. You know, I was going to say I read it somewhere. But there was this TikTok that I saw because there's this whole trend of like, you know, like the clean girl aesthetic. And it's like these girls that are living these like really productive lives. It's like, get ready with me after a night out. And the girl's like putting her hair up and drinking a green juice and like looking beautiful and doing her skincare. And it's like
bullshit.
It's bullshit. And then it's like, okay, we've all kind of done those phases in our lives where we're like, we're doing all the things. And it's like, did I feel my best then? Or was I so fucking regimented that I was living out of anxiety trying to like accomplish these things that if I didn't, I felt so bad about myself that like you're kind of in this like obsessive toxic phase with yourself.
All of those people who do those things, like I get home and here's what I do, they're lying. They didn't have fun out because if you have the capacity to do that when you get home, you didn't enjoy yourself.
No.
And you know, we were in college and I just saw a meme somewhere of this where it's like all these people in college now are like doing retinol and this. It's like drinking green juice. Like we never slept. We never washed our face. And we had the best time and we still look okay and succeeded. Like you don't have to be fucking perfect to figure your shit out.
No. That is a great takeaway.
You
from
don't.
All of this.
And like I've made so many mistakes and been in really dark times and I still feel good about where I am. And like your path is not this like upward thing. You're gonna fail a lot before you get where you're gonna be.
Well, that's the problem with social media too, right? It's like absolutely the highlight reel, and we talk about the highlight reel in like the physical sense where we're looking at these people with beautiful bodies and faces and they're using filters and blah 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 and getting procedures, but it's like there is such an aspect to that where you're looking at other people. And that's where the resolution comes through, right? Where it's like, oh, look at that guy that got in great shape or that guy that's doing great. And he's waking up at 7 and not 7, like that's that early, but like waking up at 4:30 in the morning and going to the gym. And I need to do that. But it's like,
but that person could have rich parents and they don't have a job. So they have time for that.
Or they could be fucking lying, like you said.
Or they could be lying and that's just their natural genetics and they don't even have to work out, right? Like,
yeah,
there's a million reasons why people could have what's perceived to be like this aspirational thing.
Yeah.
And so it's such a lie.
So I guess if your New Year's resolution is based on comparison, maybe it's time to reevaluate your New Year's resolution.
Here's the last thing I'm going to say about resolutions and just manifesting in general. It's another thing I saw on TikTok that
love
I was
this. I can't wait.
And it's about how toxic again that manifesting can be, because when you're trying to manifest things, you're setting your expectations for something very high and something that's probably not realistically able to be achieved. So you're almost setting yourself up for failure rather than for success, because then when you don't get it, you're like, there's something wrong with me, or I did something wrong, or I could have done more of this or this or that. And then you start being so hard on yourself rather than just like you said, just letting yourself be able to live and be happy that you're surviving and doing okay. You don't have to succeed and excel in every aspect of your life to have some sort of happiness. Wow. Right?
Right.
I don't know.
I absolutely brought about some strong feelings here, which is what
I think
intended.
Most, but like real quick, I think most of like people who know what they're doing or have experience in overcoming things would say that the biggest key to success is realistic goals. Like on the heels of what Jack said.
Yeah.
You can't be like, I'm going to make $1 million this year when you've been making 40 grand a year.
Yeah.
Just like 50 grand sounds good for next year.
Bump it by a little
bit. Bump it up.
By a little bit.
Well, baby steps.
This being said, I do a goal. I do goals every year. We have them on the inside of our mirror in our medicine cabinet. And I do, but they, again, they are realistic goals. Yeah. And, you know, we've talked about it a lot of like with our food issues and our body image and exercise and stuff like that. Like, I don't have any sort of physical goals. The only physical goal I have, and for this year, it was to walk 6,000 steps a day on average.
That's a great goal.
It's a great goal. And it was, it's pushing me more than last year. I walked 4,500 steps a day. That was my average. So I'm like, if I can walk a little bit more this year, every day on average, I don't have to be like,
she has
I
been.
Need to go to the gym every day and work out, blah, 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 blah. It's like, if I can do this little thing, walking.
And that's for your everybody health, can walk. Not for the way you look.
No.
Bump it by a little bit, little increments.
You just want to be better than last year's
That's
year.
It.
And you know what? I think it's okay to make like vague goals. Like instead of being like, I want to lose 20 pounds, I think you'd be like, I just want to be more active this year.
I want to be stronger.
Yeah.
If
stronger.
You do like working out, like, focus on your strength rather than what your body looks like. That
I'm going guilty with the New Year's resolution.
Guilty.
But I'm still going to do mine in a healthy way.
He's still doing that. It.
Got to go for it.
Okay, I'll go next.
Okay.
I'm putting on the stand a New Year's kiss. Now, there are a couple reasons why I'm putting this on the stand. The first and most obvious reason, I think, for me is the fact that you need to stay up until 12 a.m.
Oof.
You don't do that on New Year's?
Yes,
you do. I've spent so many New Year's with you guys.
No, we do.
But not much later.
And listen, I will because I think it's a nice excuse to like party. And we don't have many of those as we're getting older. So I'm like, okay, this will be my night
we're
that
I'm
partying. But when, you know, as somebody that doesn't like, I like to start drinking at 10 in the morning, you know, making it all the way to midnight is hard. But for other people, especially if you're single, and when I was single and going out on New Year's, there's this weird, uncomfortable pressure that you get, especially if you're like at a bar with your girlfriends, that when the clock counts down to midnight and everybody is with their partners, that you need to find a random stranger to kiss. And it's like so uncomfortable.
And sometimes those strangers like circle like sharks.
Yes.
Where it's like, I guess I'm kissing you then. And I think that's all over now with COVID, hopefully.
Yeah. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Do you think drunk people at a bar give a fuck?
No.
I would never kiss a stranger at a bar.
I mean, I have.
In this day and age. I mean, when I was in my 20s, Lord knows.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jared.
No.
Earmuffs, Jared.
Yo, you kiss so many people.
Yeah,
in
me
20s.
Too. I totally did that. Bunch.
Everyone was.
That's pretty much all I did.
Kisser.
Oh. I don't even have a normal life outside of kissing strangers at bars.
So you'd know. You'd know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I think that we need to get rid of the stigma of having to kiss a stranger at midnight. It's weird. It's uncomfortable. It's awkward.
Give your homie a smooch.
It is the mistletoe of New Year's.
It's the mistletoe of New Year's. We need the forced kissing out of our vernacular.
Why do we need a sexual contact to be excited about the New Year?
Or to like feel accepted in
life. Or to validate anything. Like men make everything harder.
But you know, like it's when we are single and like I'd go out for New Year's and like I didn't kiss anybody, like you feel like a failure from January 1st. You're like, well, I'm fucking single. I'm not even like dating anybody enough to like have a smooch. Mm. And then you're starting your year off on a bad note.
Yeah. I mean, hey, listen, if you're out and you're with your... If you're engaged and you already locked it down and you look over and your homie's feeling all sad, maybe just give him a little smooch.
Give him a little
on the
smooch.
Forehead.
Yeah, yeah. Kiss the homie's
good
night.
Little beep boop, little beep boop.
That's not emasculating. A little smooch on the forehead,
hey,
your homie.
I wish American men were more like British men because I feel like they do that. It would be no thing.
Hell yeah. I watch Love Island. Everyone's
right.
So, they're like, oh,
a little
you
ass
might.
Tap. Happy New Year's, mate. Like,
wish
you know,
I had that. I wish I had a Love Island bromance.
British people are
Matt's open for it.
He's open for the taking.
That's actually my
resolution.
You
guys need more physical contact, though. You
need
to
hug
each
other more.
I'm gonna give Matt a
Isn't
big hug
cute?
Next time.
I feel like men having physical touch with each other in a nice, loving way
important.
Would really help out the world.
And maybe their relationship with their own dads.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kiss the homies goodnight.
Kiss the homies goodnight. All right. Well, New Year's kiss is guilty as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Guilty.
Am I next?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm putting on the stand, it's actually something from Christmas that I realized that I want to talk about.
Okay.
Advent calendars with chocolates.
Oh, okay.
It's not good.
Shit. Okay, so I was going to get Jack an advent calendar.
I'm glad
year.
You didn't.
What the fuck?
But what?
Why didn't you?
Because we're both going to be gone. Because we're both not going to be here. So I want
to. No, they're never good. No.
I need to talk about why they're not good.
Okay.
So I don't know who makes them. This is meant to be disparaging, but the chocolate's always like old tasting.
No, it sucks.
And it has like the little white film on it. And that's what happens. Yeah. I learned in school. It's when the cocoa heats up. The oil rises to the top. That's what that is.
Oh.
That's what that white is. So it's not, it doesn't mean the chocolate's bad,
called
but like,
bloom.
It's not going to taste, it's not going to taste right. But because the oil is rising to the top like it would in anything.
How do you know that random term?
I have a history.
Why do I know it?
I'm a chocolatier?
What?
Of a chocolatier?
I mean, I was
as a chocolate inspector.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, it's
A bloom.
That's the bloom. That's, the oxidized chocolate. Yeah.
And also, like, I don't want chocolate every day. Ruins chocolate for me.
Not me.
For me, it does.
You like it to be a treat.
What I would really like is the advent calendar if it had something different.
Cheese
or lottery ticket.
Ooh.
Or like secret key to lock it on secret, like a secret box. Actually, that would be an amazing
holy
gift
shit that's such
like
a good
an
idea.
Advent calendar for January to like make someone's like a love coupon.
You know what, make your own advent. I need
Adele
to
Tuck, patent pending, make your own advent calendar, patent pending. Del Taco gift card for $5, you know, like
wouldn't that be funny if you had an advent calendar for Del Taco or something, and then every day was the
every day was a
gift
card to a different fast food place.
That's great.
Yes,
and you had to use it that night.
Yes, expires.
Expires at midnight.
It's a very bad idea, especially if you have a resolution to like work
and also
out.
Like the holidays are already so hard because we're drinking and eating more than what we expect.
Yeah,
this was a. My point is the advent calendar seemed like forced chocolate, and I want only chocolate in my free will, which I might want every
free
day.
Free will chocolate,
but when it's forced, that feels weird.
You
and I
have
also
control over when the chocolate shows up.
I would like a little. Like a little poem in one of them. I don't always want chocolate. I want a little bit more.
You want a surprise
romance
gift, okay? But what if it was from See's? Like See's has delightful candies.
Depends. I don't want a toffee.
No. Well, I just want a chocolate.
I don't want a lollipop.
You know what I want is a morsel.
No.
But See's makes lollipops.
No,
I don't want
you get this.
I don't anything with a raspberry in it or a cherry cordial.
Give me
well, that's
a morsel.
Why you get like the nuts and chews.
Well,
and then you put each one in.
I
a
want
different
my own advent calendar to curate with any brands I want. Well, like I want a little container of Juicy Couture mayo.
I love that.
Yeah. I think that what you're going to have to do is just create your own, and then there's just no surprise. And that's okay. That's just what you're going to have to accept.
No, you need someone to create it for you.
No one's ever going to do that for me. I have to do it for the people I love.
Yes.
I'll side text Matt. We'll get this handled.
I don't know what you're going to do. Different vegetables in there?
He buys me non-vegan stuff, but I know it, you know, food is not like our love language.
It can't
be. It's not. Because like, you know what I love?
There's a bit of an impasse.
A surf
there
and turf steakhouse.
Yeah, you're
like, put me in a shrimp tower. Like put me in a seafood tower. And he's not there.
No.
Put me in a shrimp tower.
He's outside picketing for the welfare of
those shrimp
mollusks.
Yeah.
You know? So we're not together on this. But
we love you, Matt.
But we love
you.
Each other. Like, he loves me, even though I love meats and cheeses.
It's okay. It's true love.
It feels
you,
like it.
You see beyond your differences.
But I would really like if you two would take me to a steakhouse. Okay. Maybe for our company holiday party.
Okay.
Company card will pay for it.
Yeah, let's do
it.
But
like, I can't go
Brazilian alone. Steakhouse, because you flip the card to green, and it's like a meat blizzard. They don't stop until you flip it
back to
red.
I don't know if
red.
I need a blizzard of
it's
meat.
It's a blizzard.
Jared, nobody wants to do that.
I do.
Nobody other than you in this threesome wants
to. I want like a little cut of steak and then
the food comes out on swords.
I want
so
a seafood tower.
There is no stopping it once you start it.
I don't want a meat sword. I only want a little tiny cut of steak and then I want shrimp and scallops and lobster.
Yes.
Sorry, Jared.
Jared, sorry.
Jesus.
Okay, well, advent calendar. I'm saying not guilty. I love an advent calendar.
Guilty.
Guilty.
Yeah, majority rules.
Okay, well, when we come back, it is time for some year-long rewind.
Yeah. When I was growing up, I took French in high school, but I could never get the language to stick. I wanted to be fluent so bad, but it never happened. I just couldn't focus and I couldn't practice enough and it didn't work. But thankfully, there's Rosetta Stone, which is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet.
Rosetta Stone is different. It immerses you in so many ways. And with its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally. First with words, then phrases, and then sentences. And before you know it, boom, conversations. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's true accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the First Degree listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/first. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/first today.
Okay, so it comes as no surprise that I have absolutely no idea how to cook. I don't want to learn how to cook. It's not really my thing. But when I tried Factor Meals, it was a freaking game changer. So Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Yeah, 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. So the first time I tried Factor Meals, I was actually blown away because I'm like, that's it. That's all it is. 2 minutes. And the meals are so delicious. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every single week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. And you can treat yourself to restaurant quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon. Ooh, fancy. Shrimp and blackened salmon. Like I said, they're so easy to prepare. I love them. So head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
It's almost summer, and the best and most sustainable way to shop for a new season is on therealreal.com. The RealReal is the largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. It's the only place you'll find brands like Hermes, Cartier, Prada, Dior, Staud, Zimmermann, Jacquemus, and more for up to 90% off retail. 10,000 plus new arrivals land every single day from hundreds of brands you love, all authenticated by a team of in-house experts. Whether it's that perfect wedding guest look, a new summer sandal, an updated beach tote, resort wear for your summer vacation, you're bound to find exactly what you're looking for, plus deals you won't get anywhere else on TheRealReal.com. Visit TheRealReal.com and use code FIRST at checkout for 20% off. Terms apply.
True crime.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Okay, so for True Crime Rewind, I thought that so Jared and I love Reddit. We go through Reddit all the time.
That's all I do.
And there are a few subreddits that I like looking at. One is Today I Learned. One is Am I the Asshole?
I love that.
And one is Today I Fucked Up. And I also love Explain It Like I'm Five because you learn a lot of new things.
Okay.
So I thought I'd try a new thing. Well, we're going to workshop the name for it because I don't have a name yet. But we're going to go through some of my favorite Reddit posts.
How about Reddit Said It?
Reddit Said It.
Ooh, Reddit
said
it.
Wow, that was fucking good.
Reddit said it. Wow, did you just come up with
all
that?
Right, this is
or the Reddit edit.
The Reddit edit.
Holy shit. Two in a row?
Okay, we're going to figure out what this is.
It's one of the two.
I think this is going to be a new segment because I think it'll be really fun.
Reddit said it. Welcome to Reddit said it.
Okay, so here's a post from Today I Learned. It says, Today I learned that the CIA spent $20 million to train and modify a cat to be a spy, only to have it get run over on its first mission.
Is that true?
No. This is true.
Do they offer evidence of the truth?
Do you want me to tell you about it?
No.
Yes.
Operation Acoustic Kitty, that's what it was called, was a secret plan to turn cats into portable spying devices.
Well, it worked with dolphins and seal lions. Sea lions.
True.
They were trying with a cat. They said
they declassified the documents with the sea lions and
is
the dolphins.
New?
Wait, how did they do it on a sea lion?
They just did. They trained them to disarm bombs and stuff in submarines.
Yeah.
But they were like really well trained where they know beep boop the bomb and like undo it.
What?
They declassified the documents like before the pandemic. Like,
are they
right
still
before.
Doing this? Cause that's definitely animal torture.
Do we think disarming a bomb is as easy as
it's not
beep booping
more
it?
It's not more animal torture than like SeaWorld was doing.
I know, but that's animal torture.
It's all animal torture. I don't agree with any of it, but I think they are still doing it. Yes.
They have robots and they're using dolphins. Okay. Anyways.
They're smart. They're like humans.
I know, but
they're the only mammals who have sex for love.
Yeah.
I mean, feeling.
Dolphins also love to hump.
So back to Operation Acoustic Kitty. The CIA only ever produced one acoustic kitty because it abandoned the project after a test with the cat obviously went horribly wrong and it died. The acoustic kitty was sort of a feline android hybrid, a cyborg cat.
Wait, whoa. Do they put a... like a robot into its brain?
So a surgeon implanted a microphone in its ear and a radio transmitter at the base of its skull. So that's it was basically awful. Being used to be as a spy. They weren't like controlling it really.
Robo kitty.
And then the surgeon...
They were trying to outfit the cat to like be a stealth data gatherer.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then they also wove an antenna into the cat's fur.
That is so fucked up.
They hoped that they could train the cat to sit near foreign officials and that way the cat could secretly transmit their private conversations to CIA operatives. So they're basically, you know.
Foreign officials, and especially at the top, they're kind of villainous.
They
I
love
could
cats.
See them having a cat in their
Austin
lap.
Powers?
See, this is what I'm saying. You know? It's exactly what I'm talking
they
about.
Probably, yeah, they probably, yeah. I don't know
evil,
when this was.
You couldn't get closer to a villain
evil
than sending
evil,
in a cat.
No.
What's his name?
Dr. Evil. Evil Knievel.
The motorcyclist. The BMX, like, boo, that
yeah,
guy?
Yeah.
BMX,
he's,
yeah.
He wore like an American
shit.
Flag.
Yeah,
jumpsuit.
He's like the motorcycle jumpler.
He's a jumpler.
You were so much righter than me, the jumpler.
Yeah, he's a jumpler. We're talking about something totally different.
Jumpler is a great word. You should adopt that as something.
Honestly, like it's something. Yeah. It's not nothing.
It's not nothing. The jumper.
All right, go on.
Okay, so for its official test for Operation Acoustic Kitty, CIA staffers drove Acoustic Kitty to the park and tasked it with capturing the conversation of two men sitting on the bench. It was sort of like a test, right? So instead of, you know, capturing this conversation, the cat wandered into the street where it was promptly squashed by a taxi.
That's so sad.
That is sad, but I wonder about the failure of the experiment. Like, is it because like the microphone freaked it out?
So
like, that would be the thing for me.
What
is just a weird
no?
Odds
thing? I will explain it.
Do you know what
it's
it is?
Very simple.
Did you Google?
For anyone out there who has ever owned a cat,
yeah,
a cat does the exact opposite
of what
you want
to
your
you
cat
can't
to
train
do.
A cat. You can't.
You cannot train a cat. It is you futile.
Can. Yeah.
What you could do is train an Australian Shepherd.
You
I don't
sure
know why
could.
They didn't try to. I mean, I guess because dogs are more obvious if a dog is around you than a cat.
Send in a golden retriever. Promise him that he will get all the hugs and boops.
No,
but can you?
He'll do whatever you want.
Rat. The tests with rats always seem to go well. Use
yeah,
a
that's
rat.
True.
Rats go and they
well. So when I was reading this,
true,
they also were saying that they were trying to manipulate insects, and they're saying that they actually had a really it was more successful than the cat because they could put stuff in the insects
I'm
like little
so...
transmitter, and then they could actually with a like electronic things like force them to fly.
Well, do you know why? And I almost brought this up. Haven't I sent you the video of the praying mantis who had a parasite?
Yeah, and it controls them.
The praying mantis was dead.
It's basically Ratatouille.
No, the praying mantis was just the praying mantis was a shell, and then the parasite could actually
yeah.
move as a praying mantis.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, just put a little robot parasite
a little miniature
in it.
Robot
this is
that has
easy.
Like that has a little microphone
yeah.
transmitter.
This is literally Ratatouille. There's a little mouse in your hat,
know.
And you're cooking these
that doesn't
delicious
sound
gourmet
at all
meals.
Like Ratatouille.
Oh, come on.
With a praying mantis with a parasite?
Yeah. Ratatouille was technically a parasite.
With a mouse in a hat?
He was controlling this
That's
guy.
That's not the same
okay.
thing.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So anyways, that is the story of Operation Acoustic Kitty.
Hey, so everyone here is going to be really sad because that's super fucked up that a cat
yeah,
died.
But like that's super stupid for them to think that they could control a cat.
Well, and how much money went into this operation?
$20 million.
$20 million.
Of our tax-paying dollars.
I could have bought 20 houses.
Not
that
only
money.
That, you know, animal
the story is stop paying your taxes.
Yeah, dude. Come on.
Just vote properly.
I mean, that's not going to help.
Robot
I mean,
cat.
A certain percentage will always go to the military. There's nothing we can do. And what we can't decide what they do either, frankly.
Well, we're fucked no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Seals and dolphins seem also sad. So I don't know what to tell you.
Stop. Just make robots. Do robots.
Let's
do
not
robots.
Make robots because then the robots are taking over the world.
Better than cats.
Yeah.
There's no solution, unfortunately. Okay. Next is I'm going to do one more because.
Oh, my God. Please.
Today, I fucked up using shrooms in front of my girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
Yesterday, my girlfriend agreed to be my trip sitter. I like shrooms, and I usually am a 2-gram shroom guy. But yesterday, I wanted to see what 4 grams would do. Mm.
2 gram, 4 gram.
I don't know what that.
Let's double the dose in case you can't do
math.
Yes, thank
you. Ah, yeah. Simple math. I asked my girlfriend to be the trip setter just in case, and decided.
What does a trip setter?
So babysitter.
Yeah, trip setter. She's a.
So she's staying
lifeguard.
Sober. She's watching him. He said, just in case I tried to Peter Pan off the balcony or something. And at the time,
which is a thing.
No, for sure. I mean, I think it's more of a. An acid? I don't know. I haven't done.
My great aunt died
that way. I mean, any
way.
Psychedelic you're putting
acid
yourself
or
in.
There weren't shrooms back in the day.
My great aunt died allegedly. It depends on what narrative. After LSD, she jumped out of a window.
Right.
Depending on who you ask. That's not what I believe, but that's what people believe.
We can get into that later. But so he's trying to not do this. He has a trip sitter, his girlfriend. So she was really into it, even joked about getting popcorn, which she actually did. She ran out of popcorn more or less the same time that she ran out of enthusiasm. Ooh. I spent most of the night doing an invisible hula hoop dance and laughing hysterically. The higher dose definitely hit different. My girlfriend said it was getting late and wanted us to go to bed, and we ended up in bed, and my girlfriend eventually fell asleep. So, all right, night.
Sounds
nights.
Like it's going well. Sounds She's like not repulsed by you yet.
Not repulsed by you yet.
Yet.
However, I was still wide awake and unable to stop touching my Adam's apple every time I swallowed.
Yeah.
Every time I what?
Swallowed. So he was just staying up in bed like.
Yeah.
Oh,
over
my God.
And over and over again. So then he goes, my girlfriend woke up to me standing on the bed completely naked and continuing to do the invisible hula hoop dance.
Dude.
She grabbed a blanket and left the bedroom. I have no idea how long I was dancing on the bed, but I may have exhausted myself and passed out because I remembered nothing else afterwards other than waking up alone in bed this morning and finding my girlfriend sleeping in the living room. When my girlfriend opened her eyes, I was standing by with breakfast and an apology, which my girlfriend was really grateful for. However, she broke up with me. Last night was too much frat boy for her liking. Apparently, she expected an older guy like me to be more mature.
I'm sorry, that was not frat boy. Like what you did, like a naked pelvic gyration when you're standing and she's laying is something in an angle that's never been done in film. Like you have to really try to, you can't put yourself in her position because that angle has never been captured.
Right.
Like literally below a gyrating penis. From a dead sleep, while your eyes are glazed over in like high nirvana, like she could be like, this feels like wild, wild country. Like you might have channeled some primal shit she was not ready for.
A little culty, a little ritualistic.
She could have been like, he's hexing me right now.
I mean, it truly is a vision.
If you're going to sign up to be the sole babysitter of one person doing psychedelics.
He did ask you. Like, did
you
wait,
said yes.
I got to ask, what is the prereq for being a trip sitter? Like, does that mean that you're not to judge them?
You know what would help is if you had experience taking the same psychedelic.
Yeah, well, also, I need to finish this with the fact that because she said she expected an older guy like him to be more mature, and this is very frat boy. He's 22, and she's 19. So these are kids.
Well, you were going to break up anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
Honestly, like, you're not going to get married till you're, like, with our age, at, like, 38 probably good for you.
This is one of 15 girlfriends.
Oh, my God, love lost. 20 years old.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even remember who my 20-year-old boyfriend was.
I still was a virgin at that point. But, yeah, I think, you know what? It, shit happens.
Listen.
No, yeah.
It's great to...
And you know what? She checked you. That you sounded really annoying. And for her, she's like, the stakes are low. I'm not marrying him. Out you go with the trash.
Honestly, this she got the ick. And the ick can't be undone.
The ick can never
I think the lesson that we've learned is if you're newly dating somebody, don't do shrooms in front of them when they're sober. Like, that's not a good way to get to know each other.
You just got to know that you're putting yourself in a situation where you're no longer in control. So
no.
Everyone's going to approach that differently. You doubled your dose on your own accord. You doubled your dose.
22 so, like, years old?
You know what?
I couldn't do two, whatever you said of mushrooms, the first thing.
I can't even smoke weed.
Yeah. And you're probably tiny at 22. Most men are like skinny. Mm. Like, come on.
Little baby boy
had too many shrooms and lost his girlfriend.
It's a roll of the dice. I'd say it's 80, well, personally, 80-20% bad versus good times. So
it's unlikely that you're gonna like be more in love after that.
Yeah.
No, you're not connecting.
Dude, uh-uh. Babysitting? How are you gonna feel better for your partner after you babysit them in any capacity?
No.
Not until so. You're this... literally like in, which takes like 2 years.
Jack would laugh her ass off. If this same situation happened to us.
I hoop on mushrooms naked gyrating.
Yeah, honestly, Jack would lose it.
You would be funny though.
Yeah.
I'm not even with you. And if you were doing that to me, I'd be like,
yeah.
This isn't even creepy.
That's high. All I could think when I was hearing the story. I was like, dude, Jack would think this was so funny.
But Jared and I are at a point in our relationship where we are bonded for life. Like there is nothing that could happen that could give me the ick. Well, a lot of things give me the ick, but
challenge
it's mini
accepted.
Icks.
Mini ick is okay.
It's not like a life ruining ick, but you have to, even so, I don't want to be your babysitter.
She doesn't want a naked hula hoop gyration.
I do. That does sound really funny.
You
and
do?
The Adam's apple touching sounds really good.
We can make this happen.
But not then, if you were trying to watch Larry David.
I would kick him out. I'd be like, and you're on your own, and there's the balcony
Adam's
right there.
Adam's apple
so.
Touching. She lied.
Yeah, okay.
But she wants a naked hula hoop
only for 5 seconds.
All right.
I mean, that was pretty bad. He broke up his relationship from doing mushrooms. Oopsie but daisy. We're gonna hear about some bad things.
Oh, with your 19, 20 year old relationship, like who even cares? I love you and everything, and whoever's listening who's 20, like, look at your partner. You're probably not going to be together.
She's
maybe you will. There's a percentage of people who
are. Where are you looking?
I don't know. I was sending myself the worsties.
Oh, okay. It's going to be so good to cut to you, like, literally talking into nothing. And then also...
No, listen. My parents had me at 25, and they got divorced. Yeah. Like... The later you wait, the better you know yourself, and the less the divorce rate will be up. I truly believe that. I think the older you wait, the better.
I think my favorite thing of what's happened on these video podcasts that we've been doing is every time I try to transition into the worst thing you've ever done, Alexis just keeps talking.
Well, because I have to send myself the files.
She's like, keep it going.
I'm never really prepared.
She just keeps, I'm like, I try to like, you know, have like a nice smooth transition about, you know, they did something bad and you're going to do something worse.
Will you try again?
We're just going to go into it.
You're also naughty because of what Jack said. And we're going to make you even naughtier once you hear this.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Hey, everyone. You already know you do bad things.
Mm.
We do bad things. Not really. I mean, we're pretty boring. But even if you do, you should call and give us all the information about it. And then we're going to make you feel good about it.
Mm, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
So we're going to start right here.
Right now.
Right now.
Hi, I think this is the first degree. I'm calling about my first worstie. So when I was in high school, my best friend started dating this guy who was a little bit older, and he cheated on her. So she had me drive her to his work, and I had no idea what she was going to do. And she proceeded to get into his car because she knew where the hidden key was. It was like those magnet things. I'm sure everyone remembers. And she got in the back seat of his car and peed in his back seat everywhere. And I feel really bad to this day. And then she had me drive over to his apartment where he got a 4-foot bong in the mail, brand new. She knew the package was delivered. It was over there. She picked it up and smashed it in his parking spot. And I feel kind of bad to this day, but not really that bad because he was kind of an asshole. And so that's one of the worst things I've ever done. And I will call back with more when I think of them. Love you guys so much. Thank you for all you do. Bye-bye.
Hey, I'm so glad you called because we can say a lot of things because you didn't do it. You were just the getaway driver.
You were barely an accomplice.
That being said, though, I don't know. I have been so lucky in that when I've hurt people's feelings, I've gotten out relatively unscathed. But I don't know that I deserved that. Like, I might have deserved to be scathed.
You might have deserved a broken 4-foot bomb.
Yeah, or like someone peeing in my car. That hasn't happened. Actually, that's not true. Someone did vandalize my car in high school because their feelings were hurt. It teaches you a lesson. But also, you shouldn't do it.
Mm. Yeah, I think when it comes to destroying people's property, it's kind of a line you shouldn't cross just because you got your feelings hurt. But again, you didn't do it. So I guess you were just there. Mm.
You were involved. You're culpable. And also, listen. I remember when that happened to me, my mom was so upset and the shame I felt. Like, it's a big deal, yeah. You know, when that shit happens to you in high school.
Well, it's like a personal attack, but yeah. Also so is cheating. So,
yeah.
But cheating in high school is like not...
It's not. You're not even in a real relationship. Well, can we even call it cheating?
Some people, no. Well, it just depends. Some people marry their high school sweethearts. Like, I'm not trying to invalidate high school relationships. I'm just trying to say it's like... We're children. Our brains aren't developed till we're fucking 26. So it's like you do make bad decisions. And a lot of couples who I know who were together in high school cheated on each other, but still ended up together and don't cheat on each other as adults.
Of course.
But childish minds do childish things. Like there's no way around that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Vandalism is childish. Cheating is childish. It all goes together.
I mean, but I think the thing to take away from this is there are consequences to your actions.
Yes.
The consequences of the cheating was getting your property destroyed. But that's there right. could be consequences of you destroying somebody's property. And it could be worse than that. So I think if you're going to make an action, you need to keep in mind what could happen from that action.
Jared?
Pee in the back seat.
That just, being
said. I'm stuck on the pee in the back seat. That's.
What yeah. I mean, maybe, though...
It's like an invisible
crime. He deserved
crime.
It.
Yeah.
Human pee isn't as bad as, like, cat pee. I mean, it's not great.
No. No.
It depends on how dehydrated you are.
That's absolutely right. True. If you've been drinking a lot of water or whatever. True. That being said, though, I don't think you're a bad person because you just observed... No. Actually, to be honest, you were just being a good friend.
And you know what? You called in thinking this was a really bad thing you did. So, you know.
And you
know,
said you didn't you know what she was going to do.
You were
on
the getaway
there.
Driver of not even a misdemeanor. Yeah. You're perfect.
You're perfect.
Perfect.
Just a little pee. Who cares?
Okay. So, you know the drill. We have a stanza to be had. Do we have a prepped one or do we have a. Are we going to.
I don't have anything prepared, but I was hoping we could just New Year's riff.
Okay.
And it's not really going to be about George, it's going to be about all of us.
Yes, I like this.
I'm going to start, and we're going to go in a circular order.
Yes, I'm ready.
Here I am, ready for the new year, for new love and lots of beers. Hella cheers and many jeers.
Jeers?
Like a, you know, like a jeer.
Let's go.
That's a jeer.
For the new year.
That seemed like a full poem.
Nope, that was just the... Two rhyming couplets for me.
The new year is going to be lots of fun.
I hope
careful.
It's the same for everyone.
It's almost done. It's almost done. Want to have a rhyme battle? You go now.
I close my eyes when I'm concentrating.
Go, go, go. God bless us, everyone. Jared wishes he had a guitar he could strum.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I like Friday, but I don't like Mon.
Day.
Days are pretty long because it's still January.
I
am pissed because he's kind of hairy.
Oh, I actually. Yeah.
But his name
is
Jerry.
Jerry.
Is Jerry.
Yes, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this very. Was.
Very Jerry. Have a very Jerry New Year's.
Have a very Jerry Christmas and a happy New Year.
Okay.
I didn't have to do any
work. Not sure how that went.
I hope you guys get fucked up on New Year's. Love y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.